Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Derek Bowen, the founder and CEO of SI Systems, one of the largest professional services company in Canada, with thousands of information technology consultants working on projects for blue chip corporations and government agencies all across Canada. His new book is In Defense of Wealth, a modest rebuttal to the charge the rich are bad for society. And Mr. Bowen, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
And our pleasure to have you with us. Looking forward to hearing from you today as well. So tell us, the greatest question to lead off with is, why are the 1% good for society?
That's actually why I wrote this book. The benefits that the 1% bring to society are rarely brought forward. First thing, they pay far more than their fair share of taxes. Second thing, as the rich get richer, millions, tens of millions of people are being brought out of poverty every year. The wealthy pay the majority of their money. They pay it to everyone else. They pay it to their investors, their employees, the government. They only keep a fraction of what they create. I would also go so far as to say the CEOs of our largest companies are not overpaid for the wealth they create. They make less than the top athletes, musicians, or actors. Excuse me. And I would also say that it's a lot of hard work and a rare talent to create wealth that benefits everybody, whether you're a corner shopkeeper with three employees or whether you're Amazon with 1.6 million employees. So those are some of the ways that I think the 1% benefits society.
Tell us also, do rich people really pay less taxes than everyone else?
No, rich people pay way far more taxes than everybody else. You know, in the United States in 2021, 57% of taxpayers will not pay any federal tax. But I'll tell you who will pay tax. The top, if you made 1% of the, if you were top 1% in the United States, you are paying as much income tax as the first 90%. So every year, the United States brings in about $1.6 trillion in income tax. And the first 90% are getting a free ride to some degree, courtesy of the top 1%, because they're paying the same amount of money.
There's certainly some interesting details right there. Now, also, do most rich people just inherit their money generation after generation, or what's the information that you have in that regard?
You know, that's also another myth. Wealth is an equal opportunity game. It's open to everybody. So if you looked at the Fortune 400 that Forbes publishes every year, so they say, here's the 400 wealthiest people in the United States, 67% of them are self-made, made their fortune from scratch in their lifetime. If you look look at how it's done too, it's very hard to keep your money. So a lot of the people that make their money, by the time their grandchildren are adults, about 70% will have lost all of their money. It will have all gone back into the economy. So yeah, wealth is an equal opportunity game. And because of global communications, global access to information, and global trade, you can become wealthy anywhere. I mean, second to the United States, China has the most billionaires on the planet. And in fact, China, for a country, has the highest percentage of female billionaires represented in their high net worth list. But yes, it's an equal opportunity game. I mean, think of J.K. Rowling. We all know the story. She was on social assistance, writing at her kitchen table. It broke. And now she has more money than the Queen. She made hers in her lifetime. So did Sir Dyson, also in the UK. So did Richard Branson. So did Elon Musk. So did Jeff Bezos. So wealth is an equal opportunity game. It's an incredibly long road. It's usually an insane amount of hours and a fanatical focus on one thing, and you have to be lucky to make it, but it's open for everybody.
And totally agree with you in that regard. Now, is it easy to make a lot of money? That may be a bad question, but talk to us about that.
I think it's like sports. You know, if you played baseball or basketball or hockey, you know, as a kid, when you're all kids, the world's open, and everybody says, I want to be in the NBA, I want to be in the NHL, I want to play in the NFL. And then as you start growing up, some kids will be able to take their talent and play for the high school teams or play in a higher league. And then some people will be able to play in the amateur league. And then some people be able to play on the farm teams. And then some people will actually really make it to the top. And I think business, I think the idea of wealth creation is like that. I like my business, but it's a relatively small business, you know, compared in global scope. But my business is the best I can do. This is the extent of my talent with all the hours that I want to put in. I can do a business of this size. For some people, it's a small business, you know, with two or three employees. For other people, it's a large business. Like, I think Tesla has 100,000 employees globally. So it just depends how far you can go with your talent, and how far you can go with your talent just depends what your idea is, how hard you want to work, and are you able to find and navigate your river of cash? Like some companies don't make it. I mean, look at Blockbuster. I remember when everybody thought Blockbuster was, gee whiz, I wish I would own a Blockbuster. This is just a money-making machine. Everyone comes in here, rents videos, buys candy and pop. It just ticks. And then, you know, boom, one day it's gone, you know. And it's harder to be a Steve Jobs, a Jack Welch, an Elon Musk. I think it takes a nation to create a wealth creator like that. But to some degree, we can all play the game. Just like how in hockey, we're not all in the NHL, but a lot of us can play the game and can play the game to the best of our abilities. That's how business is. And I think if you can run a business, you should. And if you can work at a job, you should. It gives your soul meaning and purpose. And both of those options help you to become financially independent. And I think that's important.
Well, that certainly is a strong takeaway as we conclude today. Mr. Bullen, really appreciate your joining us here today. Of course, you are the author of the book, In Defense of Wealth, A Modest Rebuttal to the Charge the Rich Are Bad for Society. Where can listeners get more information on yourself as well as your books?
Well, SI Systems, we have our website, www.sisystems.com, and it's a national IT consulting company here in Canada. Information on the book, I have my own book website, bullenbooks.com. But the best place to get the book is on Amazon. It's available in hardcover. It's also available in Kindle. And it's In Defense of Wealth. And we spell defense the Canadian way. It's DEFENCE. And but it's easy to find. And this week, it's the number one bestseller for free enterprise on Amazon.
Well, you certainly got to love that. Impressive. Mr. Bullen, again, thanks so much for joining us here today. Listeners, it is bullenbooks.com or sisystems.com. Mr. Bullen, look forward to another conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, Eric. You have a great day.
Hey, you're welcome, and you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Derek Bullen, the founder and CEO of SI Systems, one of the largest professional services companies in Canada, with thousands of information technology consultants working on projects for blue chip corporations and government agencies all across Canada. His new book is In Defense of Wealth, A Modest Rebuttal to the Charge the Rich Are Bad for Society. And for all the details, visit bullenbooks.com or sisystems.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.